On behalf of the entire neighborhood, welcome home.
Thank you.
Where's your mother?
Oh, she's on her way home to Jamestown.
Oh, look at the baby. He's almost as big as I am.
Well, that's the California climate. You know, everything grows bigger out there.
Yeah, look at Ethel.
Oh. Ricky, how does it feel to be a big movie star?
Oh, what do you mean, a big movie?
Tell us all about it.
Well, oh, now, Mr. Ricardo is tired. But I'm sure he'll tell us all about the trip at the party tonight.
The party?
The party.
Yes. We all chip in together, and we're going to have a Ricky Ricardo block party tonight.
Oh,
Well, did you have any trouble managing the building?
Not a bit.
Collect all the rents?
Every penny.
Good girl.
There's just one thing, Mr. Mertz.
Yeah?
We had a cold day a couple of weeks ago, and I turned the furnace on.
Oh, that's all right.
And I couldn't remember how you told me to turn it off.
You mean that furnace was on for 2 weeks? Get away without me!
Nice, them giving us a party tonight.
Yeah, it is.
Block party, imagine that. Hey, you know, I think I'll dazzle the whole neighborhood and wear my Don Loper original. What are you going to wear?
My Gimble's basement original.
Hi. I haven't seen so much excitement around here since Lindbergh came home in 27.
I want to thank you very much for cleaning our apartment, Mrs. Trumbull.
Oh, sure.
Well, that was very nice of you.
Glad to do
okay.
it. Here's your paper.
Oh, you started our paper again. Thank you.
No, it wasn't ever stopped.
Oh, no. Mother forgot.
But it's a good thing, too, because I saved them all. Now you can find out what happened in New York while you were gone.
Oh, well, thanks very much, but they have papers in Hollywood, too, you know.
Not the New York Times.
Oh, that's true.
He fell asleep while I was singing his clothes.
Oh, poor little guy. He was so tired.
I know. What's all this?
My mother, Mrs. Trumbull saved all the papers for us, dear. Wasn't that nice?
Wasn't your mother supposed to...
Yes, she was, but she didn't. And Mrs. Trumbull saved him. Wasn't that nice, dear?
Oh, yeah. Very, very nice. Very nice, Mrs. Trumbull.
Well, Mrs. Trumbull, did anything exciting happen in the apartment house while we were gone? Mrs. Trumbull?
Anything wrong, Mrs. Trumbull?
Oh, no.
You sure?
No, it's just that I've never been this close to a movie star before.
Well,
you see, I used to be a Rudolph Valentino fan. Now I'm a Ricky Ricardo fan.
Well, now, Mrs. Trumbull, I am the same guy that I was before I went to Hollywood.
Say, doesn't he have those big shoe button eyes, though?
Oh, he sure does.
Boy, you could bake bread in here.
Well, I'll see you tonight at the block party, Rudolph. Well. Isn't she cute?
Yes, Rudolph.
What happened to her?
The heat got her. 2 weeks in a hot building will do it every time. Why did she call you Rudolph?
Because he looks like a red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, no.
She thinks he's another Rudolph Valentino. Hey, see? Ethel, let's call all of our friends and have them come to the party tonight. I don't want them to miss this.
Okay.
Tear Ricky to pieces.
Well, I didn't know he was that important.
Neither did I.
Where is he? We must have left him out in the hall.
Oh, who knows?
Honey, are you all right?
What's the matter with those people? Are they crazy or something?
No, no. They just wanted to touch you because you're a movie star.
Yeah.
Where's your coat, honey?
Some woman just ripped it right off my back. I think Fred finally got it back from her.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I'll go clean up.
Yeah, that's here, mine, there. Honey. Thank you.
See you later, Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred, let me in. It's what's left of Ricky's sport coat.
You mean they pulled it right out of your hand?
Well, not exactly. When I saw which way the wind was blowing, I capitalized on it.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I grabbed it and tore it into pieces and sold them for 4 bits a pop.
Why, Fred, you're kidding.
When it comes to money, he never kids.
Yeah. Lucy, have you got any old coats or stockings or shirts or BVDs or Ricky's? I can handle all the merchandise you can give me.
No.
What am I talking about? I got an old shirt of Ricky that I've been using for a paint rag.
Oh, Fred.
Hey, this thing could be bigger than uranium.
Oh. Well, isn't it wonderful having our own little group together again?
It's so good to have you home.
Well, it's wonderful to see all of you, and I'll bet you're just dying to hear about our trip.
Oh,
well, it was just fabulous.
Did Ricky really hobnob with the stars?
Oh, yes. We all hobnobbed. We hobbed with every knob that was worth hobbing with. It was just fabulous. Right after we checked into our palatial suite at the Beverly Palms Hotel, we all decided to go out to lunch. So we all trooped over to the Derby. Oh, you probably know it as the Brown Derby, but us show folk who eat there all the time, we just call it the Derby. So as I say, we wanted some lunch, so we went over to the Derby, and we sat in a booth. Let's see, now, you were on the outside, Fred was in the middle, I was on this side. And we hadn't been there. How's that?
Was it Ricky with you?
No. No, as I was saying, we'd only been there about 5 minutes when who
should
come...
So where was Ricky?
What was that, dear?
Where was Ricky?
Oh, I don't know. He was in MGM, I guess.
Oh, yeah, MGM. Oh,
meanwhile, in another part of town, we were having lunch at the Derby. And, as I was saying, we'd only been there about 5 minutes. And
hi, everybody.
How was the trip, Ricky?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Is Hollywood as fabulous as they say it is?
Oh, it's yes, great, yes, a wonderful
Ricky, when is your new picture open?
February.
That's right, February.
Yeah. It's at the Radio City Music Hall on 49th Street.
That's right, Music Hall.
Did you have a lot of big love scenes in it?
Yes, he did. I'll tell you all about it, Mrs. Trumbull. I'll tell you all about all of
the scenes. The funniest thing that happened to this, when I met Bill Holden, you know.
Yo, oh, I love Bill.
Oh, yeah.
I know Bill Holden.
And all of us, I look around, I said, who do you think the word it was? Bill Holden.
Oh, we were there too. We have stories to tell.
Yeah.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky.
tell him about Richard Widmark.
Richard Widmark?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well,
Richard Widmark is nice.
We had lunch at Perino's one day, you know.
This is the Richard Widmark grapefruit.
After that, we went over to the house, and he had all these wonderful heads.
This is Richard Widmark right here.
He roasted something. Oh, he got a beautiful. Beautiful big dog like that. And he was really a wonderful guy. You know,
it was a lot of fun, though. Yeah. He always goes for one.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Is he awake yet? Who? Ricky.
We were going to vacuum the hall, but we don't want to bother him.
Oh, go ahead. Vacuum.
No. We don't want to wake him up.
Oh, we wouldn't want to do anything that would disturb him. What's the matter with you two? I can understand those people last night, but why are you treating Ricky like he was made of cake or something? Oh, Lucy, he doesn't belong to us anymore. He belongs to the world.
He's not an ordinary person. He's a great big movie star.
Oh, movie star. Phooey. Lucy, you go wash your mouth out with soap.
Oh, what's the matter with you two?
Whoa. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning.
Lommy.
Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome.
Cigarette.
What's the matter with you two?
Oh,
nothing.
No,
I gotta go downtown, honey.
Goodbye, Fred.
Checking some uniforms. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Goodbye, Ricky.
Goodbye, Fred. I'm gonna be right back.
I hope so.
Well, I'm disappointed in you.
What do you mean?
Why?
Letting him walk. Aren't you afraid he'll get the soles of his shoes dirty? I'm surprised you didn't pick him up and carry him all the way downtown. Really?
Well, it's
different now.
Oh,
yeah.
It's different. Hello. Oh, well, I'm sorry. If you want an interview with Mr. Ricardo, you have to call him at the Tropic. Oh, you want to do a story about me? Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'd be delighted, of course. Yes, that's wonderful. That's quite all right, yes. Thank you. Goodbye. Well, what do you know? Nancy Graham is coming here this afternoon to do a column just about me. She's going to call it the Lucy Ricardo story.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, it's about time somebody realized that I am important, too. Yes, won't you come in, please?
Thank you. I'm Nancy Graham.
Oh, I know. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Care for some tea?
No, thank you. I have another interview this afternoon, so if you don't mind, we'll get right down to business.
Fine. I was born Lucille McGillicuddy in the thriving metropolis of Jamestown, New York, in 19... I had a very happy childhood. I graduated from Jamestown High School in... Let's say I just graduated 4 years after I started. After I left high school, I went to New York City and... Don't you take notes?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Now, tell me, when did you first meet Ricky Ricardo?
Oh, that was years later. After I left high school, I went to New York
Mrs.
City...
Mrs. Ricardo, I fully... Mrs. Ricardo...
Yes?
When did you first meet him?
Him? Well, I thought this was the Lucy Ricardo story.
Oh, it is. From the time you met him.
Well,
I had a very exciting life before I met him.
I'm sure you did, my dear. But you are only interesting to my readers as you reflect him.
Well, I thought you wanted to know something about her.
Mrs. Ricardo, my dear, you obviously don't know what your husband really means to every one of the 160 million people in the United States. 80 million of them are women, and they would all love to be in your shoes.
Well, I don't understand. Ricky went to Hollywood and made one picture, came back here, and suddenly the whole world is all top... 80 million of them are women. And they'd all like to be in my shoes?
That's right. And I am one of them. Mrs. Ricardo, my dear.
What?
You have been chosen for a very important task in life.
I have?
Why, certainly. It's up to you and you alone to make Ricky Ricardo happy. You must see that his every wish is fulfilled, that his every waking hour is filled with happiness due to your love and devotion. Why, Ricky Ricardo is no ordinary man. He's something special. Give him the attention he deserves. Make him happy.
I will.
Yours is a sacred trust.
Don't worry, I won't goof.
Now I must be going.
Well, what about your story?
I have my story. And to think that it happened right here before my very eyes. The regeneration of a woman's character. 80 million heartsick women will rest easier on their tear-stained pillows when they have read my article. Now I am his slave, by Lucy Ricardo. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi. Crowd out in front, so Fred snuck me through the back. Paper here, honey?
Paper, yes, I'll get it. Oh, you sit down, dear. You sit down.
Lucy, something wrong? Are you sure?
Everything's wonderful.
Hi.
Oh, morning, Fred.
You got any more Ricky souvenirs for me?
No, you picked me clean yesterday.
What smells so good? Are you roasting another pig?
Yep. Ricky's favorite food, and that's what Ricky's going to get.
Mm-hmm. That's what you ought to give him. What are you doing, shining his shoes?
I certainly am. He likes to be able to see his face in them, and so I'd shine them myself.
Oh.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Rick, old pal.
Morning, darling. There you are, sweetheart. There's your orange juice. No seeds. All gone. All gone. There we are. You want to close that for me, Fred, please?
Yeah.
Here we are, darling. I want you to... Here we are, sweetheart.
Are you going to watch the football game on television today?
Well, I love to, Fred, but I have to go to the Tropicana and get some music.
Oh, now, darling, you stay right here and watch that football game. I'll go down and get your music for you.
Honey, Tropicana is way downtown.
Now, there's nothing I'd rather do.
Now, Lucy.
Now, not another word. I'll go right now, darling. I don't mind at all. Is there anything else I can get you while I'm downtown, dear?
No, nothing at all, honey.
Nothing? All right, sweetheart.
Well, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Why is everybody treating me like if I was a perfect stranger? Even you. Have I changed?
Nope.
Then why is everybody treating me like if I was something special?
Well, I don't know about the rest of them, but I got a pretty good gimmick going for me here, and I don't want to louse it up.
Well, I should have known you had some kind of an angle. But what about her? She shines my shoes, she answers my fan mail, she runs all my errands for me, she follows me around like a little puppy. She thinks I'm she's treating me like if I was a big movie star. I want to be treated like a husband.
What an awful thing to say.
Now look, Fred, I gotta snap her out of it. You got any ideas?
Nope. Getting Ethel to stop being nice to me is a problem I've never had to face.
Well, you won't like it any more than I do.
Well, maybe Lucy will get tired of it.
I hope so. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I can help her get tired of it.
What do you mean?
Well, she wants to do things for me, right?
Uh-huh.
I'll give her things to do. Mm-hmm. She thinks I'm a big movie star, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I am going to become the biggest and most revolting movie star she has ever seen.
Ricky, I got your music, honey. Where are you?
Coming.
Lucy, where have you been? I have been dying for a cigarette.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry I took so long, but... there you are. Traffic was terrible.
Really, an hour and a half.
Well, I'm sorry, dear.
My shoes shine?
What?
Are my shoes shine?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll get them, dear. Here they are. See? There they are, sweetheart.
Listen, I can't be bothered with this music and lyrics all mixed up together. Type the lyrics all by themselves, please.
Yes, sir. I mean, certainly, dear.
Thank you. Right now, please. Lucy?
Yes, dear?
You didn't shine these shoes, did you?
Oh, yes, I did, dear. Why, something wrong?
Well, I can't see my face in it.
You can't? Well, I saw mine. Yeah, there I am.
Is it too much to ask that one's shoes be shined properly?
No, dear. No. Thanks, gladly.
Thank you. The lyrics? Don't forget the lyrics, please.
No.
Yes, please. Immediately. How about the shoes, Lucy? I'm waiting for the shoes.
Well, honey, I'm typing.
Well, you have two hands, haven't you?
Well, yeah, that's true. Hello? Yes, this is the Ricky Ricardo residence. Yes, I'll hang on.
Lucy?
Yes, dear?
My cigarette ashes are about to fall off.
Well, honey, there's an ashtray right there.
I don't seem to be able to reach it.
Well, neither can I.
Well, what do you want me to do with them?
I don't care what you'll do with them. And I don't care whether your shoes are shined or not. And I don't care about your typing. And you can take care of your own music.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so. What do you think of that? And I'm not going to lift a little finger to help you anymore. You can answer your own phone, shine your own shoes, type your own lyrics, light your own cigarettes, and knock off your own ashes. And if you want another roast pig, you can crawl in the oven yourself, you big ham.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I think it's just great.
I don't care what you think. You think it's just great?
Yeah. You think I want to be treated like a movie star, don't you?
Well, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, then what are you doing all that stuff for?
I just wanted to make you mad enough so you stop fighting back.
Well, that Nancy Graham said that I should fulfill your every wish.
Well, you've been fulfilling my every wish for 15 years, sweetheart.
Oh, honey.
Trumbull was played by Elizabeth Patterson. Nancy Graham was played by Elvia Allman. Marge was played by Charlotte Lawrence. And others in the cast were Bennett Green, Eva June Mayer, Barbara Pepper, and Roy Scheller. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.